If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as Luke is in the building. Luke Morrow is in as Clint Sterner is out. Tyler Milner behind the glass holding it down. Really trying to get us with this this party music here.
Hell yeah, bro.
Paulie D and him right there.
Hold on. If Clint was here, I guess I just need to grab my damn glow sticks right about now. And
yeah, I don't know if that accident is sit well with me, man. I don't know if that's it.
Well, I mean, I don't have it in me to be as country as Clint is, even though we're both from Baytown. It's the best I got.
What you sounded like was, and it if I'm my description, you sounded like someone country, but like 75. Like it was a mix of your old guy, your old man voice that just had twang to it. Like you felt older.
It didn't sound like Clint Sterner.
Went country with it. Yeah.
It's the case with most people's impressions. They really just have one voice and then they kind of alter it very slightly for each person.
It's not the case here. I got some damn good impressions, Luke, okay? It's not just one voice.
Let's hear another one because I feel like it's going to. It's going to sound very close to.
I got another old man. A very, very recognizable voice from a TV show.
Well, you can't. The old man was what we were. I haven't seen the paper boy in a while. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, but again, I still think Luke is correct here because.
Help me with my back here, Chris.
This is not your impersonation. You're taking this.
I need that newspaper.
This is not one of your other voices. This is a voice that you're stealing off of something.
But it's an impersonation of a TV character.
No, but if I tell you, all right, give me an accent of something.
Oh, just like a...
It's going to run into your old guy voice. They all sound the same.
No, just happened to be an old man character. Get the hell out. Y'all ain't going to hate on my impersonation.
I'm not hating on it. I thought it was a great one. I think the point that Luke made was everybody generally just has one voice, and even if they try to change it, it still comes back into sounding like that one, unless you're super talented, mm-hmm. like the people off
like
Family
I am.
Guy mm-hmm. and the guys off The Simpsons. In the Cleveland show.
I got more. I'm just going to drop them in on y'all throughout the show today until you admit that I'm a talented impersonator.
You're a talented, but actually I have an assignment for you, and I want you to get this done around 4:25. I would like for you to rank, I would like for you to give me a top five animated shows. I would like for you by 4:25, I'm going to give you time to rank them.
Okay.
I want to give you time to rank them. I'm thinking in my head, this Cleveland show, does that belong? But I want top five animated shows right there. Did you hear Luke checked up and got himself excited? I'm giving you a little time. I'm going to be over an hour.
I'll make you proud.
Like this one's like Michael Jordan, though, right? The Simpsons is clearly one, right?
I would say so.
Right?
Like, well, we got to wait to see. I don't know.
But hold on. I just want to make sure I'm clear on instruction. Is this my personal top five?
Is it
the great, like the greatest cartoons top five?
You take it however you want to take it.
I'm going to do my top five.
Do your top five. Again, still, I believe The Simpsons is got...
They won't be in there.
Okay.
They'd have been in the greatest of all time just from a broad view, but no, they won't be in mine.
Stay tuned. 425, top five animated shows, and The Simpsons isn't in it. How about that?
Did watch that as a kid quite a bit.
I'm teased up for that one. I don't know how you get there.
I know.
Damn, Hanks.
Maybe with The Cleveland Show.
All right, the Rockets, they clinched the 2 seed last night as the Lakers lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and an official with an agenda last night, a JT Ort. What the hell was that about? But I digress. They claimed the 2 seed. They are now 52-27. We know they're locked in there. Now, we don't know who they're going to play. They could play anywhere from Minnesota to Golden State to Dallas, I think. No, probably not Dallas. They probably won't get up there. But Memphis, they could play any of those teams. So we'll figure that out as the regular season comes to a close. But I want you all to chew on this, be thinking of this. Now that you understand they're the 2 seed, now we see they're 52-27. They've got 3 games left. They could punt on these games if they want. What's your expectation now of the Rockets in the playoffs? Be thinking about that. We'll get to that. But before we get there, because I do think this kind of connects with that. It's been a crazy, I'd say, week plus in the NBA, and particularly in the Western Conference, when you look at a lot of these teams running into each other.
Mm-hmm.
We saw maybe a little chink in the armor of the Oklahoma City Thunder. We've seen Houston, who had struggled beating teams that were good teams, have a really good weekend and kind of change that over. We've seen Golden State move, whatever. Has the last week changed your thought or the impact of the Rockets in the Western Conference, the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I wasn't already that concerned with the Grizzlies to begin with, but now I have a lot of concerns with an interim coach. And I know, like, Tyronn Lue won the championship as an interim, and go back long enough, Pat Riley.
He had more than 3 games to...
It's true. Yeah, I don't know the last time a team got rid of a coach this close to making the playoffs. So my point being, Grizzlies, I cross off. The Nuggets still have enough talent in Jokic, obviously, but I have a lot of concerns. Now you get rid of a good coach, and the playoffs are when the coaching is most important, and you bring in this interim first-time coach. So I'm not as concerned about the Nuggets anymore. And then what the Rockets did themselves, I mean, beating the Thunder like that, and I know in the playoffs it's a series. It's not just a one-off. You got to do it 4 times out of the 7, but that just gave me a lot more confidence in this Rockets team going into the playoffs, because I didn't think that they could keep up with even the Lakers, you know, the top teams of the Western Conference. But seeing what they've done.
And even that game that they lost to them, you saw the good things. Now, they just had the weird Jalen Green bench thing and the struggles that they have of late in games, where they're going to go. But still, that game was played at their pace. They were in that game. They held Luka, LeBron, and Reeves down defensively. So even that game they lost, that game was played in the upper 90s, low 100s, which is exactly where they want to be. So, yeah, I think the confidence level for them has to be big, from the Laker game to the Thunder game, and then obviously the number they did on Steph and the Warriors.
For sure. And that's why I don't know how they're going to treat it tonight. I would like to see them. I know it's meaningless, but just for my sake, my confidence, see how they match up on the road against a really hot Clippers team too. But, you know, I don't know, they might handle this like a preseason game.
Yeah.
So,
and which they could. The rest of them, they might. Yeah,
they probably should. But just for my sake, to know what we have in this team going into the playoffs. But to answer your question, yeah, no, I do feel better about the Rockets in the Western Conference than I did just 2 weeks ago because of what they did. And then because even the Lakers have played 500 basketball here the last couple of weeks. You know, the Thunder, like you said, look moral, look human. So
I think that's the biggest thing in the West is, like, the Rockets just tore into them. The Lakers then followed that up by beating the hell out of them. And then they were down 108-107 or 109-108. And they scored 17 points in the third quarter. And then Luka got ejected for going at it with a fan, and that the referee thought he was talking to him, right? And they were, I mean, they were playing right there. So I think that's a big deal because they just seem so far above everybody.
Yeah,
telling the league damn near. But they've come back with their last three performances. So, no, I'm with you. So with that, then, and 713-572-4610, those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, YouTube and Twitch, what is your expectations now? And I think Luke just made a great point with everything that has happened here recently in the conference. They're the two seed, 50-plus wins. What's your expectation now for the Rockets going to the playoffs?
I still struggle with this. So I would have told you previously it was to win the first round, and then anything else is gravy. Give me one series, you lose in the second round, I'm good with that.
Oh, you're up from that?
I don't know. That's where I'm. Because if you look at the way the West lines up, they'd get potentially the Lakers in that next round.
If seeds held, they would get the Lakers. Yeah.
And that's the team when I was in with you quite a few weeks ago. I said I'd rather face the Thunder than the Lakers. And then the Thunder went out and blew out all these good teams. I thought, okay, maybe that was a stupid take. But now, after seeing the Thunder the last couple weeks and what the Rockets did, like, I don't know, maybe I would. But I don't know. I've struggled with this. You get LeBron and Luka in a playoff series, that probably doesn't bode well. But the way the Rockets have played and some of these other teams, these top teams in the West, have come down to earth, maybe it's crazy, but I feel like I am convincing myself into thinking, like, oh, you know what? The Rockets, they are the two seed. Maybe they should be in the Western Conference Finals. Maybe I give them now two playoff series victories.
Mm.
And I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment.
So you're entertaining, like, the expectation is to play to their seed. Because I don't know if that, like, for me, my thing was, a couple of weeks ago would have been get in and compete in your first round series.
Mm-hmm.
That was where I'm, because I think this season is incredibly successful right now.
For sure.
Right? You go from a team that was 500 and trying to get into the play-in last year, and you weren't able to do so, to the two seed in this West? In this West? Like, the two seed in this West? It's insane. So I would have said that. But now, what they've done the last couple of weeks, to me, I think it's a grave disappointment if they lose to anybody that is not Oklahoma City, Los Angeles Lakers, and still the Denver Nuggets.
I'd probably agree with that.
Like, I know I should. Actually, let me change that. Let me change that to Golden State. The Golden State thing is still iffy. I do think they match up incredibly well with them because of the wings they have. So maybe I, like, when I say a grave I am disappointed as hell if they lose to Memphis. I'm disappointed as hell if they lose to the Timberwolves, who just gave up a 24-point fourth quarter lead to the Bucks last night and losing their game. I'd be disappointed, obviously, if the Mavericks or the Kings or whoever it is that they would run into. I think those are disappointing. The Clippers too. If they lost to the Clippers, I'm disappointed. Even though Kawhi is looking like old Kawhi, I think I would be disappointed. The Lakers, Warriors, probably Nuggets still in the Thunder. Like, just compete big time in it. But if they draw any of those other teams in that first round, like, that to me is an expectation to win. And then compete in the next one. I don't think I haven't reached the point where Western Conference Finals or beyond is it. Semis, yes. I think they should get to the semis if they get those teams.
Yeah, it probably shouldn't be my expectation. I wouldn't say that. But I guess I just give them – I move up the ceiling now. I give them a greater chance to get to the Western Conference Finals. But if they lose in the second round, I think I feel the same way I would have a few weeks ago, even at the start of the season, where for me that is kind of the pinnacle. Just win a playoff series. It's already been a great year. That'd be the cherry on top. And I shouldn't expect anything more. But what they've shown and the craziness in the West, that I give them a greater chance now to get there.
Which game made you check up the most? The Thunder game or the Warriors game?
Definitely the Thunder. I didn't think they had that in them. I certainly did not see that coming. Warriors, I know the Warriors have been a lot better at Jimmy Butler. It was on the road. The Warriors have been a bugaboo for the Rockets for years. But just what they did to the Thunder, because as I said, I was down on the Thunder a few weeks ago, and then they blew out the Bucks, the Nuggets, the Celtics in like a 2-week stretch. I think they beat the Nuggets twice in that stretch, and I thought, oh man, maybe this team is really that good. And then to handle them like they did, that was really impressive. So by far, the Thunder game.
For me, it's the Warriors, because the Thunder game, to me, like, I do feel there's a bit of, with the Thunder, hey, we've had like a 15-game lead in the West.
That's fair.
Like, we know where we are. We've won 60-something games. We know where we are. I feel like there could be a little bit of, like, maybe we're not giving you everything, our complete focus. The Warriors need it to win that game. They were at home. They're coming off of beating the Lakers. They're coming off of beating the Nuggets. They're coming off of beating a road trip they beat, the Grizzlies. They're coming off of winning those games. They needed that game. Steph was going off. Steph had 52 against the Grizzlies, 37 mm-hmm. against the Lakers, 30-plus against the Nuggets. And he gets three? Like, he gets three. Him and Jimmy Butler combined for 16 points in the game. And they do, and they go on the road and do that to a team that needed it. Like, their focus was probably up. You got Draymond out there trying to beat Draymond, and Şengün and the Rockets didn't bite. That was really, I would say, I lean more where I checked up like, oh, look at the Rockets, look at them, because they tried, and that's what Draymond in a 7-game series is going to try to do, is yeah. try to do that. And they checked up.
Yeah, and also just the consistency. Like, to have that big win against the Thunder and then not have the emotional letdown on the road against the Warriors. That's impressive, too, because obviously that's what you're going to do in a playoff series when you're playing multiple games. The Nuggets are
I don't know what the hell's going on there.
They're out of the play-in round right now just because of a tiebreaker. So say they get into that play-in round and the Rockets face them in the first round. Interim coach, if the Nuggets beat the Rockets in the first round but are competitive, you're okay with that?
Yeah, that's, man, Jokic and Murray and Porter together. That's a team that's battle tested, that won a championship 2 years ago. Like, yeah, that one. If the Rockets got swept or gentlemen sweep, mm-hmm. that'd be disappointing. But hopefully that doesn't happen. But they're reeling. They've lost four in a row and they've just fired everybody. So we'll look at that. All right, coming up, it is Wednesday, which means we got a little stock up, stock down. We'll do that. Final Four edition, stock up, stock down. That's coming up next right here live on the Drive.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two ass would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Every hump day on Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk program. That'd be this one. The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. We do this stock up, stock down, a different flavor for you every week.
What's it, program?
I do say that like that sometimes, and it's really not even intentional. Beautiful program right here. Beautiful stock up, stock down, because today's edition, little Final Four edition of stock up, stock down. We'll get through this together. We told you yesterday out there. Know a lot of you Cougs listen with us every single day. We'll get through it together. We'll continue to do so today. So I want to start with Ron the Show Hughley. And as I tend to do, I like to get these negatives out of the way, get them bad feels out of the way so we get to the positive.
We're a negative show.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently. Well, Shout out to what's his butt that gives you hell all the time. Stock down, Final Four edition for you, Ron, the show.
Stock down, Final Four edition for me is these, and it's not just, I guess, the Final Four. We see it a lot, but the media rules, and I know I'm going to get called soft here, that's fine, but the media rules of the players having to go to the podium after situations like that, especially these college kids. And I think it should be voluntary, and to be honest with you, they shouldn't be forced to have to go up there. Kelvin Sampson shouldn't be forced to have to say, man, we need to get two players. Like, I don't know about – I didn't need to see Juwan Roberts and LJ Cryer just absolutely devastated, clearly not wanting to be there, clearly just rolling through this thing and not even, like, Juwan Roberts did the best he could to answer some of these questions. I watched LJ Cryer. He was not going to answer a single question until somebody said, LJ, this one's for you. Like, do you have to say something? I don't know, man. In those situations, that's always just like, why do they?
That's tough.
Like it ain't just, it's 15 minutes. 10-15 minutes right after this thing. Hey, but we need you to come up here and then everybody's awkward and uncomfortable. Hell, I've been there. Like, sit there. Hey, man, what the hell happened in them last four possessions? Like
but it's been pretty loud.
Like, to a point where I'm like, if the dude wanna just cut off and let me have it, like I get it.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously they're just doing their job. Like, Kelvin Sampson, the head coach and the adult, that would have been enough. That's enough to me. Like, we didn't need to hear from Cooper Flagg. We didn't have to. Now, if they want to come and talk, that's one thing. We need to hear from the Duke players after they were just, had their hearts broken. That's silly.
Yeah, I got to co-sign that.
NIL package.
Yeah, man. Those emotions are very raw, very real. I got to co-sign that for sure. I mean, sometimes you might get, you know, hear what we do, like, you'll get a soundbite maybe, but it still don't, like, don't sit well.
We give Clint hell all the time, but to think that he had to go and do a press conference after the game against Tennessee where he dropped the ball.
Fumble roost.
Where, as he said, I just wanted to go and crawl in a hole. But no, he had to go talk to a bunch of us overweight guys over here taking, some of us overweight guys over here taking dunks. I'm sorry. Luke's in good shape. But yeah. I mean, like, it's stupid, man.
All right, so that's Ron the Show Hughley's stock down for some Final Four edition here on a hump day, the drive, Sterner and Hughley. Luke Morrow, our guy filling in for Clint Sterner today here on the drive. Luke, over to you. I want to know your stock down for this year's Final Four.
I really want to say John Shire, but I'm going.
Damn!
I'm going to say Kelvin Sampson's chance to win a national championship, which probably is the low-hanging fruit because he is going to be 70. I don't know how much longer he's going to coach. But I think this was obviously the best opportunity, the best team. And I almost compare it to Virginia, where I think certain coaches have things that allow them to be successful but then ultimately hold them back as well.
Yeah.
And so, Nate Oates with Alabama, I think they only have a certain ceiling to them just because they play one style. They don't play defense. They can't play slower tempo.
When they
got to
get a stop, it's just not in their nature.
Yeah.
And when you got to go get buckets, it's not always in the nature of Houston. Although, I thought it was. I thought they had the guys to do it. But for him, he didn't just put the ball in the guy's hands that could do it. He tried to run a play.
Yeah, so this was their chance. And the way that it ended with those possessions at the end game when you needed a score and you just couldn't get it done and you couldn't draw it up. That last play, even if you go back and you watch it, I don't know what they were doing. They were slow up the floor. Everybody was out on the perimeter. You didn't need a three. They were setting poor screens. There just seemed to be a lot of confusion. They didn't have a good plan for the biggest play of their season. And you could even argue biggest play of, you know, their careers or even Kelvin Sampson's career. And I would compare it almost to Virginia, where Tony Bennett was similar. Great defensive coach, never had enough offense. Now, look, he broke through and won a national championship. I was surprised he did. But if you go back and you look, that was a big outlier where his offense was so much better that year than it ever was, specifically shooting, kind of like Houston this year. And then Virginia lost all those guys and were never nearly as good again after that. I think this is the outlier for Kelvin Sampson, where his offense will never be this good that will allow him to get to the national championship. Look, Houston's going to be good. They just got a good transfer. They have good recruits coming in next year. They have a good program. But to actually go and finish it off and win the national championship, this was their opportunity. You're up 12 in the second half. So unfortunately, Kelvin Sampson going to turn 70 during next season. I think that was his chance. I don't think he'll ever get it done.
All right, that voice you just heard right there, that is Luke Morrow in for our guy Clint Sterner. You are listening to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. And as we do every hump day, a little stock up, stock down. Today's edition, Final Four. Focused on the Final Four. We got the negatives out of the way. Now it's time for some stock up. We're on the show. Stock up for you on this Final Four edition.
Well, damn, my stock up is Kelvin Sampson.
Damn! Funny how that works.
My stock with Kelvin Sampson, like, I won't say ever. They're gonna bring back another really good team next year as well, as Emmanuel Sharp, who I'm sure is practicing and getting jumpers up. He might get 2,000 up a day after the way that ended. They've got a good, strong recruiting class coming in, and And he has been as good as anybody in the portal, getting guys that fit what he wants to get from LJ Cryer to Uzan, who Uzan, be honest with you, could have hit that stock down, to be honest with his play. 7 and 6 points in the Final Four. But I go Kelvin stock up because, and this is hard for somebody to admit, and when I say somebody, I mean somebody in my position. He has come to a point where he is, without a shadow of a doubt, running and the ruler of the Big 12 Conference. And that is with Kansas in it. And that is with, you know, this is the second toughest this year, arguably year in and year out, with all these new teams added, the toughest. And he is running that and running the Big 12 Conference. He's clearly, they right now are the best program in that conference. You could argue overall Florida, they just kind of showed up now, but the best program in the last 5 years, they just don't have a title to show for it outside of UConn, obviously, who has multiple titles. But stock up to him. He has come into the Big 12 Conference and is running it.
So that's Ron Stock up, the Cougs head coach Kelvin Sampson. Back over to you, Luke.
The arrow's pointed up.
Your stock up for this Final Four edition on the Drive.
I got to go obvious. Walter Clayton Jr., because it's what movies are made of. Zero-star recruit out of high school. Turned down football opportunities because he wanted to play basketball. Rick Pitino took him in at Iona, the only school that offered him. And Pitino at the time called him fat, slow, and a guy that can't shoot. And then here, you fast forward a couple years later, and he's winning a national championship. He's the player of the Final Four. He's going to be a lottery pick, it seems now. Played great in the semifinal. Houston did a great job on him in the first half. He became more of a distributor with, 7 assists? And then once the big guys got in foul trouble, then he got his points. Had a couple of huge buckets.
He had those back-to-back hand ones.
Mm-hmm.
And he got loose one time. Houston kind of missed him one time on a curl, and he hit that big three to tie it. So, yeah, it was big, and I think he's moved. He was in the second round draft boards that I saw going into that game.
Yeah.
I don't know how that is. I feel like he's going to jump up.
For sure. I know. I saw some mocks today that have him now as a lottery pick. So whatever that is with top 14. So, yeah, just a great story. Great tournament. Helped Florida win. But, yeah, it's funny because this is what we always talk about. You and I were together at the start of March Madness, right before it started, and you always have these stories every year, whether it's Steph Curry, go back, pick your favorite player. Yeah. And we were talking about Cooper Flagg, this being his chance to really elevate his game. Now, Walter Clayton Jr. is not going to be the next star of the NBA. But I think if anybody or of anybody that elevated their stock in the tournament, nobody did that more than Walter Clayton. He was the star of the tournament in that regard, becoming now potentially a lottery pick after, like I said, was a zero-star recruit. So props to him. It's a good story.
Yep. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on the Drive, that's a little stock up, stock down. We'll give you an update as the 0-0 tie in Seattle has been broken. We'll let you know what's going on there. And much, much more. I got a tough, tough question and conversation that's going to be tough for many, many Houston sports fans. We'll get to that coming up next.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The Astros as a whole, not very good with runners in scoring position this year, but Altuve has been excellent. Grounds this one. Diving stop by Moore. He gets up to throw. No chance. Infield hit. Another run batted in for the Astros. A 3-0 game as Altuve has an RBI infield hit.
There it is. The Astros have now handed in the second inning Hunter Brown a 3-0 lead as multiple singles that have led in runs. Jake Myers drove him in a run and scored a run. Cam Smith, Oppo Field for the second straight day, drove in a run with a single. As you heard there, Altuve drives in a run with a single. All of that coming up with two outs there in the second inning. So the Astros give Hunter Brown, one of their best pitchers, a 3-0 lead. And they look to win back-to-back series. They look to win this series if they took two or three from the Twins. They look to try to do that again here in Seattle. And they are well on their way and doing that. Good to see the bats wake up. Hell, I don't care how you Astros fans, got to be a point. Yeah, you want to see them hit home runs, get extra base hits. Hey, keep putting them crooked numbers up there. That's right. What they need to do.
Yeah, I think this is more impressive than, you know, just hitting a 3-run homer, is piecing it together. Now, none of those balls are really.
I disagree with that. I'll go with the 3-run homer. More impressive? No.
Yeah, string together a rally that produces 3 runs instead of one swing of the bat that gives you 3 runs.
I'll take that.
But none of the balls were hit all that hard by the Astros, but to be able to keep the line moving and get those guys in and get timely hits with runners in scoring position, something they couldn't do the last couple days. I think they're already 3-for-4 today with runners in scoring position. Yeah. So that's good to see. And get those runs early after they heard me compare them to the Mariners, the Bets.
Let's hit the hell with that.
Yeah, I'm going to show
with
you.
That Mariners thing. Yeah, man, we're going to put them up. By the way, not only that, you're pissing people off around here, which is it's different for a change here. Actually, that's not true. We tend to all piss people off, especially Tyler. Your guess, first somebody went your way. Your guess is correct. Coach should have called a better play. Luke, you're wrong. Houston should have a great team next year. I'm not saying this as a hometown fan. I actually had Florida over Houston in my ESPN bracket. Someone else texted, Cougs will be back and win next year. Clint's replacement is wrong. And my favorite, get him out of there. Is where people
That's right.
go.
No, they will be good next year. They'll be a top 10 team, maybe top 5 again. To your point, I agree with you. I mean, this should be their conference moving forward. They have a good recruiting class.
Well, I wouldn't say moving forward. I mean, I'd just say right now that it is. Right now.
For the foreseeable future. But it's just it's so hard to win a championship, and this was their best opportunity. I don't know if the team will be as good offensively or at least shooting-wise outside of Monday night next year as it was this year. And you had a 12-point lead in the second half. Also, let's not forget the fact that it was a home game for your national championship. If you're going to win the national championship next year, you got to do it in Indianapolis or anywhere else for the foreseeable future. I was in the building. It was two-thirds Houston fans. It lined up.
Oh, you were there. You're in the building, huh?
Yeah. And they were up 12, and you had it. The place was going crazy, and then it, you know, just fizzled, and you couldn't finish. You couldn't execute down the stretch. Yeah. They'll be good next year. They'll be back in the tournament. They might be a one seed again.
But you said also Kelvin's age. How much longer does he want to do this? And that, because yours was specifically to Kelvin.
For him. Yeah.
Kelvin Sampson's chances at winning a championship.
Yeah. If they had won Monday, I wouldn't have been surprised if he announced, "This is my last year. My son will take over after that." It would have been his 800th career win. It would have been the championship. He's turning 70, sets up his son for success as well. But now that they lost, maybe they'll keep him around longer.
Yeah, yeah. That's what his son's doing, right? Because I mean, Quanis White got him a job. I feel like somebody else is gonna get a job. I would imagine somebody has come to try to hire his son away from him. They must have a deal.
Right, yeah,
where he's going to hang it.
They do. That he'll be he's the head coach in waiting. Now, that doesn't always work out. Ask many. Will Muschamp, Skip Holtz for football, and so many others. But, yeah, that's the plan. That's the idea, that he'll be the next head coach whenever Kelvin decides to call it quits.
I just sent you both something, and I want the people to look at this, too. Yesterday, the big news in the sports world and the NBA world was the shocking firing of Calvin Booth, the GM, and the head coach of the Nuggets, Michael Malone. And there's a lot of just crazy stuff that happened in this. But I, honest to God, I think the most interesting thing is, I don't know if I haven't seen Calvin Booth in a long time, but I want you guys to pull that photo up I just sent you to. And if you are out there as well, if you're driving, don't do it. But if you're at a desk or something, pull up the photo of Calvin Booth, one who just got fired in Denver. Is that the black Nicolas Cage?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you see? Is it just me? Do you like? I'm wondering. Did he really do Face Off? Did he really?
He's doing
that
it right now.
If Calvin Booth does not look like, if this, because
tremendous movie, by the way.
Yes, great movie. Apparently, Calvin Booth has been in a lot of great movies. If this is not that man,
that's got to be an edit.
It's not an edit. That's him, bro, at the podium.
That's got to be an edit.
Obviously, if you just look eyebrows, it, in the face of it, that is Nick. Tyler is showing.
I'm trying
on
to.
YouTube and Twitch.
Can you say
look
it
up? That is the Oscar award winning Gone in 60 Seconds. Yeah. That is Con Air.
Put
all
down
day.
The bunny.
That is Nicolas Cage. It is when I saw this picture, I said, "Who the hell is that?" I said, "Is that Calvin Booth?" And I mean, for the life of me, that is Nick Cage. It is the wildest thing. I've just never.
I'm not convinced this isn't an edit.
It's not an edit. This is
somebody put Nick Cage's face.
Now
on
the
this
only
man.
Thing that if this shakes you up, Lauren just saw it. Kick Rocks just saw it. Is you've got to look through the color. You got to look through the black. You got to look
through
that.
You ain't got to look too hard. I thought Nick Cage as soon as I saw this damn thing.
It is like when they did the who is it they got that looks like Jay-Z is Troy Aikman, right? When they pulled the Troy Aikman
yes.
that looks like Jay-Z yes. in the face, I feel like a little bit of that is doctored.
Or Russell Westbrook as a Ninja Turtle. Very similar.
Stop, man.
We all know it, dude. He looks like a crime-fighting turtle
this,
out there on
the
floor.
This is scary. Like it's the most interesting thing to me of the entire firing. Lauren Mack comes in on YouTube and Twitch. It definitely looks like him. Like Nick Cage face. Superimposed on him.
Yes. If this isn't an edit, I'm gonna freak out. This is wild.
Like, I'm convinced Calvin Booth, his mother and Nick's father, there's something there. Are they from the same area? This is like, Nick Cage has to get nervous. Like, I want to, like, I just, I would, if I were in Denver, I would want to do an interview with Calvin Booth and just act like I'm interviewing Nick Cage. Now, I'm not going to say his name. Well, like, man, what, so did you
do something like that with, like, a Steph Diggs, like,
how,
too?
He'd have got me. How hard did you have to dig deep to really take on the role in National Treasure? Like, I want to ask Calvin Booth. I like that. It is the wildest thing to me. I have never seen anything like it. That man, if that man don't look like him, that is wild to death. I have done a side by side, and to think he did Face Off.
National Treasure and Face Off, man, those are some solid flicks right there. I don't think Luke agrees, given the noise I heard him make.
Face Off. No, get that out of here. But National Treasure is great.
Dude, I love Face Off. Travolta, Nick Cage.
Is Nick Cage is in there, right? Or is that
Nick Cage and Travolta.
It's not Nick Cage, is it?
Yes. I've seen this movie more times than I care to admit.
Is it Christian Slater?
No.
Am I making that up?
No, it's Nick Cage. Cage and Travolta.
Yeah, okay. What am I making up? What is there another?
Which really, by the way, are two of the worst actors that we've had in the last 50 years.
Come on, Luke.
If we're being honest.
No.
I like both of them, but they're not good actors.
I mean, Nick is a admitted over actor, but
yeah.
I mean, he's...
I mean, I just...
He's
like,
good at what
I
he
just,
does.
I'm sorry, man. Like... You can't be nominated and win multiple Oscars and be one of the worst. I'm not going to say you can't be the best.
Maybe not one of the worst. That might have been a little strong, but they're not good actors.
Maybe they're not. There's a certain level.
I'd sing along to Grease right now with Travolta.
I'd go give me Leaving Las Vegas, which he won the Academy Award for. That was fantastic. Going in 60 seconds.
Great movie.
But damn it, he has been masquerading as the general manager. See, now I can see him and Michael Malone getting into it. If it's Nick Cage, is hard to deal with. And that is like that. Go look at it right now. Calvin Booth, who was just fired, you look in his eyes and tell me that's not Con Air right then and there.
It absolutely is, dude. Just a little less pasty.
Yes, just tanned. Dirty's Daily coming up next as we continue. And the Astros are playing well. The bats are out today, but we got to look at one of the bats that's had a lot of conversation around them. We'll discuss that coming up next. Oh, it's Broken Arrow. That's right.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.